3-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
There aren't any Jasons 12 and under. That's a dead name.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
How many kids do you hear, "Hey, Marky"? It might be almost to the point of Ruth.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
You love that name so much, you don't even go by it.
On 100.5 ESPN.
If you call me Mark, I like my name. I like my name a lot.
The ESPN Wisconsin app.
Wilde and Tosh.
And ESPN Madison on YouTube.
It's Wilde and Touch, isn't it?
This is Wilde and Tosh, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
The world famous, often imitated, never duplicated, annual Boldathon.
Bold!
Edition. Bold, Jerry, bold. Edition. Oh, I didn't know we had
sweat. This isn't montage season, is it?
Not yet.
Guessing Friday's a montage. That's why you've been working so hard, haven't you?
Working pretty hard. Yeah, Labor Day weekend. They don't call it Labor Day for nothing.
That's true.
Always working hard. And at some point, I would just like to sneak in the fact that I traded some text messages with one of our favorite guys that's been on the show many times, Kenny Clark. He's not joining our Boldathon today.
He shouldn't. He's got a game tomorrow.
He does have a game tomorrow. Indeed, he does. And then he gets to move all his stuff on the weekend.
If he asked you to help him move, would you go over there and help him?
Yeah, sure, definitely. He would do that for me. I mean, I think he would help me more than I would help him. But yeah, I would. I can't imagine he'd want my help. I'm not, you know.
I'm gonna text. I think I'm gonna text him and say, make sure to ask Wilde to come over and help move.
Yeah, go ahead, text him.
I have a hunch he's gonna hire people and they're gonna.
I would think so, but there are logistics involved. I can help him plan. I can help him pack. I'm very good with
bubble
wrap. I think
you should volunteer that to him. Right?
I don't know. It is the Wednesday edition.
What do you think of this new sweatshirt? I just got it off of Jelly's desk. How sweet is this?
Wait, does that say Wilde and Tauscher?
Yeah.
Sure does.
Flipping sweet is this? Haven't had any new merch in 9 years. Ashton Rotman shows up, and there's merch flying around the whole studio.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is big.
It's awesome.
I'm going to finish introducing the show.
Go ahead.
On 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and, of course, everything you need on the all-new, all-redesigned, all-free, and all-customizable, just like that hoodie. ESPN Wisconsin app. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson, aforementioned Jelly, is in the Everlight Solar
Gel.
ESPN Madison studios.
Stop calling me Gel.
You don't like Gel?
No.
Okay. I won't call you then. I thought it kind of rings off the
I've never liked Jelly since you first said it 8 years ago.
But I shortened it. It's Gel.
Yeah. What if you had a choice, Gel, would you prefer Jelly or Gel?
Gel is better than jelly.
There you go.
That doesn't mean
I like either.
And the nickname connoisseur and Packers Hall of Famer is also in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. He is Mark Tauscher. Tausch, you look immaculate.
Yeah, I feel awesome. And I had a nice UW Credit Union pullover on this morning because it's chilly. It's a little chilly and wet here in the greater Madison area. And then I walk in and I see the Gel Man with a couple of beautiful new sweatshirts.
Wait, is Jesse wearing one too?
I don't know. He's decided not to. I don't think he likes it as much. I think he's a little bit because, it was like Santa. People walking around handing stuff out this morning. It was like a complete, woo, lift because they know it's Boldathon. Everybody is fired up in the office because they know it's Boldathon.
Gotham bagels, Hall
no,
of Fame
there's
beef
donuts. There's donuts out there. There's swag. Got all of our college game day stuff, which I'm guessing was here last week, but I didn't come in.
It was, yeah.
But they're, you know, for the big tailgate on Saturday. So it's just everything's great. Everything's great.
Quick Trip coffee without covers on it.
That's true, too.
Hunter Vaughn waiting to spill it.
No, Hunter and I rode up in the elevator together. He is surprisingly kind of just given in on this Cowboys season. He said he's all in on the Badgers. He's done Cowboys. He's taken a redshirt year, which is probably a smart thing for his mental health.
Gap year. Yeah, it's not easy. But, hey, he can root for Kenny Clark, and then we can go
so
help
tell
him
us
move.
A little bit about Ken. You got a chance to catch up. What can you share with us from Ken?
So you can read all about it on channel3000.com, of course. But of course he is.
One of these times I'd like for you to put that out here first and then write it. But, I'm not going to talk to you about your process because you are a mad genius.
I texted him at like 10:15 last night.
So, and you wrote the story at 3 in the morning?
I wrote it after I got done texting with him. Yeah, I finished it about midnight.
Hmm.
Then the power went out here for a little while, and I almost missed the show because my alarm didn't go off. He's settling in, and he's trying to figure out how he's going to come up with all. I asked him about the jersey thing, because all these guys want to swap jerseys with him, and he's trying to figure out a solution already, because he's well aware of what those guys. Look, this is one of the, and we need to explain the Boldathon. We need to stay on the clock today. But this is one of those things. No, we do.
No,
we
I do. You think we do. That's not going to happen.
I'm going to try. You know, yeah. This is one of those intangibles that you know so much about because you were in an NFL locker room for 11 years. You were a leader. You were around teams that had great chemistry and great leadership. And you were around teams when it didn't go very well, at least one. You said that the guys will move on. Carl Brookses and the Colby Woodens and the Devontae Wyatts and the Nazir Stackhouses and the Warren Brinsons. And they're sad, but they know that they also have opportunity. But when you subtract someone like him from the locker room, what does have to happen to fill that void? Because it clearly is a void.
Yeah, more people have to step up, and there's obviously a little bit of a leadership void, but that's the natural life of an NFL locker room, and you start figuring it out because, you know, when you're first in there as a young player, you're just, you know, everything's great. Oh my God, this is awesome. And then when the first guy that you've really formed a long relationship with, whether it's 2 or 3 years or whatever it is, you're playing next to him or you're watching film with him, and obviously you talked about Kenny yesterday bringing people to his house and really being that big brother to a lot of guys for a long period of time, it is a bigger shock. And again, I told you yesterday, I ride down to practice with this guy. I sit down for lunch with I sit on the plane. We play cards. We do this. And then all of a sudden, one day, everybody, it's gone. And it's like, you know, it's a lot like, and this sounds morbid, but it's a lot like death.
Mm-hmm.
Because you start speaking in the past tense. And I can remember when Barry Stokes, who was a journeyman guy, just a barrel of fun, great locker room guy, nuts, but a great locker room guy. Everybody, you know, he would host card parties. He would do stuff, and then he was gone. And I just remember everybody got cut middle of the season, and everybody was just talking about him. Like, remember when Stokey did this? Oh, that's Stokey. Okay, okay, okay. And finally, somebody just got up and said, you know, he's not dead, you know? And it is a sense of mourning, but you don't have the luxury of Kublering it. You got to get from mourning to acceptance and moving on real quick. There isn't 10 days. You don't get 4 months. You better get moving because this train keeps the NFL train. Doesn't matter how big a star you are. This train ain't stopping for nobody. And if you do, you're going to get run over like Dudley Do-Right and it's over. So you can mourn, you move it along, and then time to go. And I think that's where these guys are at. They can still, and I'm sure, I can't wait to see after the Packers go down to Dallas and beat them by 2 tutters, and then everybody is sitting there clamoring for Kenny. I think Kenny, that will be a great moment for Kenny outside of the fact that they got beat by a couple tutters.
Does Dudley Do-Right get run over by the train?
Isn't he tied up? He's tied up all the time.
Does he rescue someone else?
I felt like somebody was tied up and...
There's that lady. I don't know her name. I'm not familiar with Dudley Do-Right. Except for there was a ride at Universal.
Whipley Snash, or what was the guy's name?
Snidely Whiplash.
Snidely, yeah. I don't remember the gal, if she was the one that was always tied up.
Okay, we'll fact check that. Speaking of things I don't remember... I know we used to give Rob Domofsky a hard time for not being bold enough in Tausch's opinion.
He was the genesis for
the inspiration.
Yes.
And now he's the Grand Marshal. But how did we turn that into, Jesse, the annual Boldathon, which you write in our rundown, some have wondered whether the Boldathon has run its course?
Yeah, I said that yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody mentioned anything about it, and all of a sudden yesterday, Jesse, they are doing Boldathon tomorrow. Oh, all right.
It's an annual tradition.
I thought last year, I didn't think it was bold enough. Thought there was a lot of milquetoast boldness. Mm. And those lukewarm milquetoast boldies, I think Jesse cut them.
Yeah, we set some criteria for who was invited to be part of the Boldathon this year. We have unique Packers perspectives,
love
ESPN
it.
Wisconsin personalities,
love it.
A few from outside of our ESPN Wisconsin family that'll offer, again, unique perspectives.
Yeah, and some of those milk toasters, we'd love to, they could post. Social media is a big, vibrant place.
Mm-hmm.
Post away, but you got cut.
And fearlessness to be bold is
Brusty,
one of the criteria.
Brusty got cut, and I told him that on our thing yesterday, and then they decided they're going to do a bolder boldathon, which I thought was super lame. But
they were kind of mean.
That's kind of how they do it.
That wasn't really what they were doing.
I don't know what they were doing.
I don't think they knew what they were doing. I think they misdescribed publicly what they were actually doing.
Well, whatever the case may be, so Brusty can post. I don't know. Did Kyle? Kyle felt like he should be invited. So I don't know. I told him Jell is the guy that's in charge. He's the gatekeeper.
Brad Nortman was invited,
nice
and he was offered a plus one of his
so he could
choice
bring Kyle.
To bring.
So, that's a smart move.
Yes, up to him who he wants to bring.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, lot of fun
so, I
in
guess
store today.
We need to probably get ours in before we get the demo, right? Is that kind of how we're doing this?
And,
well, I'm going to lead it off
on a schedule today. So
I think last year I took second place. I had a big, bold one where basically Josh Jacobs was going to set the Packers' rushing record. He fell short of that, but he had a great season and was the catalyst for the offense last season. A big, big, big season from him. And I felt good about my bold prediction. So I don't remember. Do you remember yours? I'm sure Jason doesn't.
I believe mine was that Jordan Love was going to surpass Aaron Rodgers' numbers from the 2011 season, and that came nowhere close to occurring, which I thought was pretty bold.
Yeah, it was very bold.
45
and
tutters,
speaking
six
of that,
picks.
Speaking of that.
Yes, tell us more, Dan Orlovsky.
I am going to... We were down at the Hard Rock Casino Rockford a couple months ago, and my inkling was, let's go big. You go to Hard Rock Casino Rockford. You want to be bold. Because future, how did that old saying go with the people that are all getting sued?
Yeah, I hope you. Hope you
I'm going to say
fortune favors 3000. The bold.
Fortune favors the bold. Now be smart. I'm not going to tell you what to do, but Jesse and I both thought that at 25-1, pretty good. As this thing is unfolding, I just believe that this offense is going to be a lot better, and I think they're going to get opportunities to be even more aggressive with this newfound defense. The pass rush. I think Jordan Love is going to rip it up. And I believe, in my bold prediction for the 2025 season, that Jordan Love is going to be the MVP of the NFL. That's what I believe.
So there you have it. Tausch kicks us off with Jordan Love MVP, which is exactly what Dan Orlovsky said this morning on Get Up.
I didn't catch that.
Well, you guys are of one mind. And
well, a couple of real smart football minds that just dissect it like nobody else. So, yeah, I don't have any problem being lumped in with the Orlovsky when it comes to this.
And you have no problem being lumped in with Gina Della of Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Oh, you know I don't. And, you know, when a customer chooses Pella, one of the most important things to them is honoring that trust and commitment. A lot of customers might have apprehensions about inviting someone out to their house. But when you see the experience and professionalism You can trust them with bringing your project to life, and their vision is to be the company that people want to do business with year in, year out. Order by the end of the month. Zero interest for up to 5 years. Visit PellaWI.com today to learn more.
The Grand Marshal, the inspiration. Didn't Chicago sing a song? You're the inspiration. He is the inspiration for the Boldathon. Now, there has been some critique from one Mark Tauscher that he has pawned off his bold predictions to Seth Walder now on ESPN.com.
Rob and you, and I think some of you older beat cats, have gotten less interested in conflict. You've been going with the flow. It's true.
I think some people like conflict. I'm not among them.
Well, that conflict spurs growth, I believe, is what Mike McCarthy used to always say, right?
Deadlines spur action.
No, it was conflict is good. Huh? Conflict is good. You fight with those you love.
I think that's what it was.
No, it's conflict is good. It was Mike
McCarthy's
quote.
Yeah, it was not conflict spurs growth, but that's a different story.
But it does. Not telling you which way it grows.
Well, we want to get to the Grand Marshal to kick off the parade. So then who does that make? Does that make Craig Karmazin Santa Claus at the end of the parade that he closes it out? Okay.
Santa Karmazin.
Are all parades, do they have Santas?
No, yes. But that's...
I don't think so.
No, but the Christmas parade, that's how you know it's ending, is that here comes the
parade by
the
which
jolly...
all parades are measured is the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Yeah. Santa's at the end.
Thanks, Jell. I appreciate you supporting me.
The Jell guy.
Rob Domofsky of ESPN.com joins us next on the Boldathon on Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
We begin the Boldathon with the Grand Marshal, the inspiration, a man who has publicly, or maybe it was privately, admitted that because Tausch gave him a hard time about not being bold enough when he was making bold predictions.
He just quit doing
for it. For ESPN.
Yeah,
no.
He just quit doing it. I don't think
he would
does
think
bold,
of you.
But he doesn't do any bolds anymore. He's got Seth Walder sham doing it, or Seth Walder's doing it. Jason Waller's doing it.
Seth Waldersham. I don't know who that is. I know there's
he's a
couple
new
people.
I think he's a new investigative journalist over there.
That is not who joins us now. Not Seth Waldersham, but the ESPN.com Packers beat writer Rob Domofsky on Wilde and Tausch. Rob, is it true that you no longer make bold predictions? Is that an accurate depiction of where you stand? And this is your only opportunity to be bold.
That is accurate, Jason, but it was not my choice. Like, they apparently the editors must have thought none of us was bold enough, so they took it all away and gave it to Seth Waldersham.
You combined
three different people, Seth Wickersham, Seth Walder, and Jason Wallers.
Like, yeah, I think that's true. It's because that's what it takes to get a bold take from you now.
But yes, Jason, and I am on record. You are correct. I believe on this show, if not many others on the ESPN Wisconsin networks, that Tausch, his criticism of me for not being bold enough has impacted whatever bold predictions I make, whether it's on ESPN.com, which is not anymore for me, there, but on this show, and as I was compiling my list last night when Jesse told me this was going to be the thing, I cried, wrote something down, crossed it off, and said, nope, not bold enough.
Love it.
Wrote something down, crossed it off, not bold enough.
Love it. So I cannot wait for the boldness, but before you do that, read your article along with, I think, half of ESPN that wrote that on Micah. What was the thing that stood out to you the most? Because Packer fans are still thinking, I can't believe that this actually happened. What stood out to you to make this thing happen in your article?
I think it was just how stubborn and, I guess, short-sighted that Jerry Jones is. I mean, maybe we should have known that already, but, you know, there's no way that you could say that Jerry Jones did this in the best interest of the football team. He did this in the best interest of Jerry Jones and not giving in, not being seen as someone who gave in, and saving a buck. And I mean, this is a guy who is well known for being cheap. And you know, we all know that there's a lot of people that we know that went from here to Dallas, and we've all talked to those people over the years. And some of the stories you hear out of there about, you know, Jerry renting out the team facility in June, and them using the fields, practice fields, for a country music festival, and the coaches having to cancel their mandatory mini camp because Jerry could make a few million bucks on a country music festival, but the Packers or the Cowboys coaches couldn't have their mini camp. I mean, that's probably the tells it all right there.
Rob, do you think, because I think when it comes down to it, people look at a cheap squad and they think the Bengals. You think Dallas deserves, yep, to be in that same category?
100%. Wow. Absolutely, they should be. And I think they've gotten, you know, maybe a, I don't want to say a pass, but I think that story is, you know, maybe been underplayed because they're the big bad Dallas Cowboys.
Ooh, that's bold. So I can't wait to hear, since that's bold, that is a bold statement. All right, Rob, the floor is yours.
Okay, so I crossed off the list that Jeff Hafley will become a head coach because the defense will be so successful, because that's not bold enough.
Yep.
I crossed off that Romeo Doubs will be traded at the deadline because that's not bold enough.
Ooh.
I crossed
that
off.
That would be pretty bold, off, Rob. Can you?
I crossed off that let me get to my list.
Okay,
I crossed off Matthew Golden as Offensive Rookie of the Year because that's not bold enough. So I settled on this. And Jason knows how much I love special teams. Brandon McManus will have the first perfect season by a kicker since Mike Vanderjagt in 2003. McManus will make every field goal, will make every extra point, and will kick the game-winning field goal in the Super Bowl.
Let's go. So you have combined a perfect season, winning a Super Bowl with this Green Bay Packers team. So the Packers winning the Super Bowl wouldn't be bold enough. All right, that's fair.
Right.
Yeah. Perfect season.
Yeah. I mean, Jason can attest
screwed.
To this.
He's missing a kick on Sunday.
I don't think I've ever seen a kicker put on a performance like Brandon McManus did in training camp. I mean, it wasn't that long ago that we were watching, I can't even name all the guys.
Narvi. Greg Joseph.
Hooking field goals left, shaking them right, doinking them off the crossbar. I mean, this guy was like 71 for 75, and he made like his first 28 kicks or something like that in the preseason or in training camp. I mean, I've never seen anything like it, and, you know, I think this guy has the makeup. Now, Mason Crosby, I forgot about this, did have a perfect regular season in 2020 on field goals. Now, he only kicked 16. Their offense must have been so good that year. He only kicked 16 field goals, but he missed four extra points that year. Mason did four extra points.
Hmm.
So, Gary Anderson, the Vikings kicker, 19. What was that?
98.
Perfect regular season, and then the playoffs.
Got a little tight. So, Rob, very bold. Well done. But I have to admit, Dobbs being traded at the trade deadline would be bolder than any of this. Yeah. What makes you think that could be a possibility?
Here's the thing, Tausch. By then, you'd think Christian Watson would be
Halloween
back
is when I've
or
heard
about
he's
ready
be back.
To
yep.
come back.
Yep.
And then, you know, Romeo Doubs is a guy that, you know, he's in his last year of his contract. Is he a guy that you're going to re-sign? That's a really tough call. And at this point, I would, you know, probably lean towards no, not saying for sure. And if you can get something for him, if you can get a third-round pick for him in October, why not take a shot? If you feel good about the rest of your receiving core, that would mean that obviously Watson's back. Maybe Savion Williams has gotten healthier and can play a big part in this offense. And then, of course, you know, Reed and the rest of the crew, Golden, all those guys, do what you think they can do. It wouldn't be the most crazy idea. I do believe that there were teams this offseason that may have inquired about Romeo Doubs and trades, and obviously the Packers didn't do it. But, you know, the flip side is you could say, well, even if you're not going to re-sign him, you let him play the season out, have a good year, help you win games, and then get a compensatory pick for him. And that's a possibility too. But I have a hard time seeing them re-signing him, bringing him back next year. So why not maybe at least entertain those trade talks?
Yeah, and Rob, is that all stemmed from obviously what happened middle of last season where he left? And
I don't know that it's all from that, but that doesn't help. You know, they always say, you know, one thing doesn't make a decision, but it's part of the equation. And, you know, I think that right now is part of the equation with Romeo, who, by the way, I think has had a really good camp. I mean, like, a really good camp.
All right, Rob, I can see you're in your sport coat. I assume you have some television work to do, so we need to let you go, but we appreciate
you. Really great job by Bold DeMoski. That's right. Boldski. That's Bold DeMoski there.
It's almost as if ESPN should let him start doing that again.
This is maybe my campaign. Can we clip this and send that out?
We'll get it out to Seth Waldersham immediately. Thanks, Rob.
All right, guys. We'll be seeing you.
That is Rob Domofsky, the grand poobah of the Boldathon.
That was
the
good
inspiration.
That's good.
I don't like the fact that he had on his crossed-off list the one that I was going to do today, but that's okay. I'm all right with that. I'll find another one. I do think that there's a better than just Bold chance that they trade 87 at the deadline.
I think you should stick with that because that is Bold, and I think that if that happens, you win the Boldathon.
Unless, of course, Brandon McManus has a perfect season.
You know he's missing a kick Sunday afternoon. As he was saying, and I'm like, he's screwed. It's over.
Okay. Well, we will not. If that does happen, we of course will blame Rob. But he did have a. The two people he talked about both had phenomenal camps. Romeo Doubs had a great camp, and so did Brandon McManus.
Well, he was so good that they let him ref. I can't imagine. You're like, I'm past setting having a great camp. Hey, coach, I'm going to take a day. Give me a beat and let me go ref. They tell you to kick rocks.
Side judge?
I'd be an umpire.
Umpire?
Umpire, for sure.
Yeah. All right, we need to keep it rolling here. I don't want to fall behind, and this guy, we enjoy talking to him so much every week on Wednesdays at 9:30. We are always behind. That's not happening today. Brian Bulaga is next up in the Boldathon after I tell you that the new ESPN app, have you tried it out yet? Have you signed up? It is incredible. The most live sports, the best championship moments, and so much more. Listen to this list. Monday Night Football, college football, NBA, WNBA, NHL, NWSL, college hoops, volleyball, softball, gymnastics, lacrosse. The list goes on and on. Plus, shows like SportsCenter with SVP, First Take with Stephen A., College Game Day, the entire 30 for 30 library. I had the 85 Bears one on last night while I was writing and texting with Kenny. All of it is ESPN. All of it is in just one place on the new ESPN app. So sign up now. Our next Boldathon contestant, member of the parade, Brian Bulaga, joins us next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is our crew.
Is a fly ball to right. Springer at the track, at the wall. Bye-bye, baseball. Welcome back, Jack.
Madison's home for Milwaukee Brewers baseball. 100.5 ESPN.
I've got some famous friends you probably never heard.
Speaking of bold predictions or bold ideas, and we talked about Mr. Brightside yesterday, which they play at the Big House and they play at Buffalo Bills games. Still doesn't feel like a stadium anthem.
Let me tell you something. They're nowhere in the same vicinity as J.A.
Yes, right. But I feel like now that he's Mr. Surfside, we should play Mr. Brightside when this guy joins us, as much as we love famous friends.
You're now imposing different music choices for our guests?
It's just an idea.
Oh, okay.
I'm not saying we
have
to do
it. I love a good idea. I'm not saying.
That's bold.
That is bold.
I'm Mr. Surfside. Joining us now. I don't know if he's actually Surfside in Florida. I think he's a little farther inland.
Going down to the farm, and I'll be doing just fine.
Yeah, there you go. It is
pretty good. pretty good.
I don't think Brian wants to change socks. No. That's what
I think
I'm
he wants to do his bold prediction. Get the hell out of here.
It is Brian Vlogout, Wilde and Tausch's Boldathon 2025. Brian, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We are great. We're so happy to see you. We appreciate you not only joining us today for a brief visit, but so you could be kept held captive by us tomorrow for an extended period like we normally do on Wednesdays. All right. Would you consider yourself bold?
You know, I guess it depends on the topic.
You're kind of answering it now. Yeah. I guess, sort of. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if I would say bold and, you know, it just depends. You know, honest, maybe. Maybe honest.
You are really honest. Blunt.
Honesty very can be bold. Yes. And sexy can be both.
I would say that.
All right. Well, you can step out of your comfort zone now because it is the annual bold event.
Yeah. Yeah, what's been, I guess, what's been said so far? I'm not a repeat customer. I don't want to be a repeat customer.
I understand.
You know, that's no fun.
Except for Surfside, of course. Tausch started us off by being a repeat customer of what Dan Orlovsky said today on Get Up, which is that his bold prediction is Jordan Love is going to win MVP.
I said this in May, and I told you 2 days ago this is the way.
I know you did.
So I'm stealing Orlovsky's gig, all right?
Right. Avid listeners of the show know
about
that.
This boldathon,
because you also have put down actual financial hopes on that happening.
Hard Rock Casino Rockford, yep. Right by Blue's old house.
Yep.
Wow.
Very
I didn't
true.
Know that. Yeah. I didn't know that at all. Mm-hmm. You did not copycat that. Then Rob Domofsky came on, and he ran through the things he'd crossed off his list before predicting a perfect season, including a game-winning walk-off field goal in the Super Bowl from Brandon McManus. No misses on extra points, no misses on field goal attempts, to which Tausch and I both agree now that Brandon McManus will miss a crucial kick on Sunday. We'll see how that plays out. He also had the one that I was intending to use, which was trading Romeo Doubs at the trade deadline. So he had that, but he crossed that off the list.
I'm
going to
tell you this.
Enough.
That's the one you should stick with. That is a bold pick that
I
think you stick
really,
with that.
I thought I had something different there, but apparently not. So the floor is yours. Brian Bulaga, your bold prediction for the 2025 Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm certainly not going to go down Rob's route and jinx kickers, because that's like the ultimate jinx. It's like the announcer's jinx, right? Like, oh, man, he's been fantastic today from 45, and from 44, he doinks it off the upright. So, like, I'm not going to do that. I think that's, it's a lot of eyes on the kicker. I don't like that. As good as he's been, obviously, I heard Tausch said he refereed a practice, which is pretty fun for a player to be able to referee a practice. Like, give me a break. I would love that. But I think I'm going to go, because obviously this offense has gotten a lot of, weaponry from, the rookies. And I think the easy one would say, like, to go Golden and how he's going to, I'm not going to go down that route. That would be an easy one, that he could be offensive rookie of the year and all that. I'm not going to go that way. I think, because even with Saquon and that offense, and I think Jacobs is going to lead the league in rushing this year. I think he is going to be the guy this year in the NFL to lead the league. I think he's going to beat out Saquon.
2,000. How many yards is he going to break the all-time Packer rushing record that the greatest offensive line that Green Bay has ever had? Got him. Blue and
which
I both
why,
agree.
1,883 yards by Amon Green in 2003, which those of you who enjoy this program and the Boldathon know that that was my prediction last year, was that he was going to break that record, and he did not get it. He was 500 yards short.
1,883. He's going to need that to beat out Saquon. So I'm going to say yes. He's going to get it.
Oh, very bold. Very bold.
Blue?
Because I think this is because I think this is going to be a year, right? I think this because I think Love is going to stay healthy. And I think with the addition of Golden and I think the offensive weapons, I think LaFleur is going to get back to the passing game that we know and love. And when you get the hell with Love, get it? Funny.
Nice. Well done.
But when you have that, it's going to make defenses play you honest, and you're going to get a lot of light boxes. And with that, I think Jacobs is going to have a lot of good opportunities, and they're going to keep defenses guessing, and it's going to open up a lot of real estate for him on early down and distances. So that's my prediction. I think it's going to be
– It's bold. I like it. I love it.
That's what I'm going with.
Yeah, and look, you've talked to us a bunch of times about the offensive line and what they've done there. That would also indicate that they plan on still running the ball a ton and going downhill. Brian, we will take up far more of your time tomorrow.
Yep.
But excellent, bold prediction. Way not to be a repeat customer. We appreciate you, buddy. Yes. Thanks.
All right, guys. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
That is the great Brian Bulaga. You can hear him on our show. You can hear him on Green Bay Game Day. You can hear him on the Homer Hour. You can hear him everywhere, presented by Surfside. Speaking of people that are presented by great brands, Associated Bank, that's my bank. And they've got the best customer service in the industry. They've got the awards to prove it. If you're looking for early pay, get access to your direct deposit up to 2 days early. If it's credit monitoring, if it's fraud protection, or if it's just Packers, Brewers, or Badgers checking, they've got it for you. So go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. Next up, Michelle Smallman. She has not been a Packers fan for a long time, but she is a fervent one. She will give us her bold prediction from Unsportsmanlike next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Wilde and Tausch on 100.5 ESPN is brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Everlight Solar.
The Bold-a-thon rolls on. And with all due respect to Rob Domofsky, to Brian Bulaga, our first really big star. She doesn't join us every Tuesday the way Evan Cohen does.
A couple of pop-up Tuesdays, though, she'll join, which is always a fun surprise.
We love a pop-up Tuesday. When Evan's not driving back to his palatial estate an hour out of the city, she'll show up. But she shows up today on her own. Recently, still somewhat, Packers fandom convert, who has exactly 5 minutes to talk to us before she gets kicked out of her studio. It is Michelle Smallman from Unsportsmanlike. Michelle, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Thanks so much for having me. It's always a beautiful day when I get to speak to the both of you and talk a little Packers.
Hey, Smalls, before you get into your bold pick, you've been to Evco's house a few times. How many gates is it to get into his place? Is it two or three? Because you have the one probably where there's like a security guard.
Yeah. So first there's a gate for you to enter the neighborhood.
Yep.
Then there's another gate at the end of the cul-de-sac getting to his very long driveway.
Oh,
I think a gate around the moat of his house. And then another gate with a security guard when you actually get
to the
gate.
Oh, so it's only three. Okay, I actually had it as four.
But the moat. We forgot about the moat.
We never heard about the moat. That's great.
You didn't give him credit for the drawbridge. Exactly. That's a key part of that. All right, before you give us your bold prediction, is it true? I saw rumors of this on social media, but you can't believe everything you read, that you are gracing us, I mean, not our show specifically, but Wisconsinites, with your presence a week from tomorrow as you are coming in for Packers Commanders on Thursday Night Football. Is that true?
Rumors are in fact true. We've booked all of our travel. It's official. Coming to the beautiful state of Wisconsin. Can't wait to see you guys and hang out. We are going to be in the house on Thursday for week two, Packers versus Commanders. It's going to be awesome. It'll be my third trip to Lambeau, and I'm so excited. Third trip since I became a Packers fan just a little over a season ago. So I've really ingratiated myself with Packers, and I can't wait to see all the Packer backers and hang out. It's so great.
And you owe it all to us. All right, let's get your prediction so we can let you go. Michelle, what is your bold-a-thon prediction for the Green Bay?
Just wait, Michelle, I know she's got to go, but I was watching the show today. The boys got after you like they haven't in a long time. Some of your bold predictions, I love agreeing with you. I was on Team Evco and Canty. Your bold predictions, so let's make sure we're extra bold for Wildy and Tausch.
Okay, well, I think you're going to like this one. First of all, they're getting on my case for me saying that this Giants regime is going to be done after this season. But
the Eagles winning the division was the hard one to take. The Eagles winning their division.
It hasn't happened in a long time.
They're the defending world champs. I know you got to go, so I don't want to give you too much grief, but okay. Chiefs might win their division. Okay, go ahead.
I think you're going to like this one. I'm going to deploy this one today because I'm saving it for tomorrow when we give our other picks, our official picks for the 2025 season. But my big, bold Packers pick, guys, is that the Packers are going to the Super Bowl this year. Packers are going to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl.
That's a big, bold pick.
This is a team that was already primed to be the kings of the North. When you think about the addition of Micah Parsons and what it's already going to do or going to do to an already great defense, Jeff Hafley is going to use him in so many different ways. He's versatile. He's destructive. He's a fresh 26 years old. Oh, and he has a chip on his shoulder. Leaving Dallas, the defense is going to be formidable. This is a year where Jordan Love needs to be consistent. He needs to step it up. I think we're going to see that from him. And think about what they did last year. They were combined, I believe, 15-3 in one-score games. A lot of things bounced their way last year. The Lions losing both of their quarterbacks. Don't think it's going to be better for them. I don't know what to think about J.J. McCarthy, so I can't go there with the Vikings. And if the Packers become the kings of the NFC North, the toughest division in the NFC, they're
all right, Michelle, we will see you on Thursday, a week from tomorrow, and then I guess we'll see you in Santa Clara for the Super Bowl. So we look forward to that. We appreciate
you. That's
right.
Hopefully that was big and bold enough for you guys.
It was very bold.
It was very bold, no doubt, because I don't think they're the odds-on favorite. That's for sure. All right. You give up your studio to someone else less important. We appreciate you. Thanks.
Thank you, guys.
That is Michelle Smallman of Unsportsmanlike. You can catch her along with Evan and Canty every single morning across ESPN Wisconsin and, of course, also across ESPN television. Tausch, do you, like, you've already had your at-bat. Do you think, would you boldly predict as a ancillary prediction that not only does Jordan Love win the MVP, but that the Packers go to the Super Bowl?
I did not go down that road, unlike seems like Rob and Michelle did, which is great. I hope that's what happens. I still think Philadelphia deserves the nut-hoack treatment that they're getting from me. Mm-hmm. And until someone knocks them off, I am not going to put Green Bay ahead of him, but as I said after the Micah trade, there's no reason not to win the division, and you're going to end up being a one or a two seed. And when you get to that point, you like your chances. So I think they obviously have improved their efforts to do it. Now it's just can their offense find its way and be consistent enough, and if they are, they have every chance to do that.
Yeah, I guess my only question for you is this an instance of you – learning from your mistake, because a very highly publicized forgetting of the nut whack, you kind of de-nut whackified the Kansas City Chiefs at one juncture.
Yeah, 2 years ago I did, yep.
And you learned your lesson, and you learned it well.
Yeah, I mean, I think you sometimes just have to be slapped with reality. And until, you know, Rudy Tomjanovich had it right, RIP to Rudy, he had it right. And you have to remember those things. And winning a championship and having championship pedigree is hard. And when you find it, you respect it. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to respect Philly's nut-whack tendencies.
Just like we respect your wager on Jordan Love being the National Football League MVP at Hard Rock Casino Rockford.
Oh, we got that. Jesse, I think, has a bunch of Brewers stuff that looks real, real good. It's just fun. Head on down to the new Hard Rock Casino Rockford. Over 175,000 square feet of gaming and entertainment space. More than 1,300 slots, 50 live table games, a sports book, and a rock shop. They also have a great live entertainment venue. Terry Bradshaw was down there. How's that? Terry Blankin' Bradshaw. Got a bunch of other big-time acts coming. Go check that out and get an experience for up to 2,000 guests at the Hard Rock Casino Rockford, a premier entertainment destination. Just off of I-90 in Rockford, Illinois. About an hour from the greater Madison area.
I'm holding our tickets right here.
Let's go.
Been in a safe spot, looking pretty good compared to what the odds are now. We got in when we should have.
We got in early. Got in early.
You're holding them in your hand. Is that in? That doesn't sound like you have it in a safe spot.
Well, where do you want them to have them?
I don't know. Some sort of, you know, lockbox of some
kind. Well, they're in a secure location. I brought them out just for now because, you know, this is a
lockbox.
Rare operas. We're talking about them. It's bold. We got them right
here.
Three tickets.
It's in a secure location. It's in his mitts.
Jordan Love MPP plus 2,500.
Yeah. Oh, down nice. With MPP. Yeah, you know
Green
me.
Bay Packers over 9.5 wins.
Oh, I feel really good about that one.
That's a baby one compared to the other two. Division winners plus 260. Can't get those odds anymore.
That's real strong. Yep. Yeah.
Sorry. Before we get to the 10 o'clock hour.
Sure.
Did you change shirts?
Yeah, that sweatshirt that I got from Wilthy and Tausch is warm. It's so nice and cuddly, but I haven't checked the thermostat here. I know that they started taking it where you can't change. I don't want to get into that. So, yes, I did change shirts.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, right.
We had some people that were fiddling and diddling with the thermostat.
No,
they don't trust us to change our own temperature.
The fact
here.
That they don't let us run our own temperature control is, I think,
we have to, IPT.
We have to call. Excuse me, can you please turn the temperature down a little?
And then what like, would happen?
It's still warm.
It's way too hot. Like, who do we call? I'm going to call and see if we can get them up here because it's way too hot up here. It's fall. You're supposed to have a fall breeze. It's just chilly making weather.
Do the windows open?
No, there ain't no windows in here. Well, there's windows, but they're closed. Yeah, there ain't no, like, it's not
we
like.
We need Pella. All right, so, Tausch has 2 minutes to call someone to tell him to lower
control.
The thermostat.
What kind of.
All right, so one call, that's all, to the people in charge of the thermostat over the next 2 minutes, because then we kick off the 10 o'clock hour of the Boldathon. The 2025 Wilde and Tausch Boldathon resumes in 2 minutes, so stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.